Had to, you know, to somewhere else besides heaven.
Where did Jesus say we should go and have fun?
In heaven.
Well, we're not in heaven yet, are we?
Right, exactly.
So, what did Christ say we're supposed to do today?
Well, we're supposed to labor in the field so that we're busy, you know, when he comes and sees us.
Amen. We're supposed to be preaching the biblical gospel. We were just out preaching the gospel out here before.
I'm glad to hear it.
Well, they lovingly, unlovingly called the police on us, and we were perfectly legal, and we preached for a couple hours, and we'll be back preaching again.
That's good.
But this is not biblical Christianity. This is made of man-made denomination, made of false gospels, made of corrupt false traditions like the Roman Catholic Christmas, the Roman Catholic Easter, the Roman Catholic Good Friday.
I believe that, yeah.
And any gospel, well, they don't. They all practice Christmas, Easter. So when you unite to the places like this, you're united to sin.
Well,
is Jesus sin?
I'm actually on a mission of my own to save babies. That's why I'm here.
Save babies?
Save babies. I work with a nonprofit pro-life organization.
Okay. So I'm all for you. I love the idea of saving innocent babies. The shedding of innocent blood is terrible for our Father. It's sin before our Father. But here's the problem. This is the problem. That saving babies can't be our ministry. Jesus didn't say, go and save babies. Jesus didn't say, go feed the poor as a ministry. The ministry is preaching the gospel. Now, if you preach about abortion on the way and you help young women that get pregnant and they want to save their babies, that's great. But we've got to make first things first.
My organization allows for people. And
do you have a card? What's your organization?
Absolutely. It's called Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America.
B. Anthony?
Yeah, Susan B. Anthony.
She's that one where all the churches gather and gather money, right?
I'm not a, no.
Peter, isn't that it? Susan B. Anthony? Yeah, there's a Susan B. Anthony fund.
That's not us. She was one of the suffragettes, so she was like for women voting. Not my thing necessarily.
No, I know. What I'm saying is, so the Susan B. Anthony fund is where a bunch of people raise money. And it's an ecumenical thing. The Roman Catholics do it. The evangelicals do it. So
I mean, we allow. I have a Lady of the Lord as my boss. She's my state director. That's me, Peter Vidala. And it's a wonderful means of provision for Christians who might be struggling. And like I said, I'm not going to fire anyone for talking about Jesus because I've been fired from jobs for talking about Jesus. I've been on Fox News for it, and all that wonderful stuff.
The problem is, though, like I said, what the culture is doing is lifting up things like homosexuality, abortion, and they're both sin, and they definitely should be spoke out against. The problem is, look at the fruit of America. 250 years of your denominational churches that you're united to, you probably go to one, right?
I go to an independent Baptist church.
Yeah, so the Baptist church, invented in the 1600s. Not invented by Jesus, keeping the pagan holidays, not calling you out of the world. They're still linked with sports and politics and entertainment and feminism, women's uncovered heads. They're dressing in fashion like the culture.
I don't like women's uncovered heads.
Peter.
Well, you know.
Let's put it where it is.
Well, it's independent, and it's not really connected with the other churches.
But do they teach women to cover their heads?
They do not.
There you go. So Peter, I love you. You're practicing sin.
Sorry, what's your name again?
My name is Tupos.
Tupos?
Tupos, and it's my wife's sister, Amen.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah,
Tupos,
nice to meet you.
Sister Amen. So, I believe that...
Let me just share with you. Yes. By the shed blood of Jesus, you gotta, and his resurrection, he's the only way. You gotta repent.
Amen.
But when you repent, Peter, you gotta come out of the false ways. You haven't done that yet.
We all have to,
to come out of them. And the Bible says, do you believe you're born again?
Absolutely.
Okay. The Bible says that God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. Acts 5.
We have to make disciples of all.
But you're not obeying him. You just admitted you're linked to man-made religion.
We're
the Baptists
religion.
Don't obey God.
It's a relationship based in the Word of God. That's what we talk about on Sundays.
Actually, the Bible doesn't teach relationship theology at all. It teaches covenant. We're in a covenant. And the new covenant, the blood covenant, and Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's all his commandments in the Word of God.
Yes.
And so what you've done is you've thrown aside the commandments of Jesus to pick up the Baptist faith.
That would be a big problem.
That is a big problem. That's what you're doing. I love you. I want you to repent.
That's a very bold statement.
Well, Jesus said in Mark 7, 6-9, howbeit in vain you worship me, for keeping the doctrines and the traditions of men, you worship me in vain. And then he says in Matthew 15, Isaiah spoke well. These people worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. That's the American church system, whether it's Baptist, non-denominational, evangelical. Okay, this is a gospel festival. Do you know we went in there? Do you know how many people wanted to willingly open the Bible and talk about the gospel? Zero. In a gospel festival. Do you know what they want in the gospel festival?
What do they want?
Food is what they're pushing there, and fleshly music that gives them a false, itchy-eared gospel that makes them feel good in their flesh. But do we worship God in our flesh or in our spirit?
In our spirit.
This is all flesh. Folks, this isn't biblical worship. This is entertainment. Don't deceive yourselves. Christ is coming with flaming fire. You need to repent.
I hope you have a wonderful day. I'm going to check out the festival and see if I can reap a harvest.
More important. Well, the harvest is reaped by spirit and truth, Peter.
So nice to meet you, brother Tupos.
And you got to repent and come out of every false way. You're going to lose your soul. We love you.
And you as well. God bless.
You're going to lose your soul. Test yourself to the Word of God. Look up our website. There's a 10-point test that will really help you come out of the church system. Amen. Lose your soul. Repent and seek after Christ. So we were working in our van. Some guy saw our signs. We got signs all over and people are taking pictures. We might stay here until they come out and we'll preach the gospel again to people coming out. And you heard me talk to this man. It's amazing. All these people that are Baptists and all these different flavors, but they can just keep anything they want and they still claim they're following Jesus. But yet Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, they follow me. They keep his truth. They walk in his traditions and his commandments, not man-made churchianity and false ways. Ponder that, neighbor. How about your own life? What are you living for? What are you serving? What are you seeking? What are you teaching? What are you keeping? What are you practicing? What are you lifting up with every bit of your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Ponder that. We love you all.